So the other day we were talking about the Miss World thing that happened.
Yeah, in Sri Lanka, where somebody snatched somebody's crown at the last minute because she said it was a Mrs. Miss World.
E! News now has given us an update of what's going on with this, and there is new breaking news now.
Okay, can I just recap it for people that don't know the story?
Yep.
Okay, so Mrs. World, what happened was there was a Mrs. World and she won, and then somebody came and said, she can't win Mrs. World, she's divorced, and like literally snatched the crown off her head and humiliated her in front of the entire world, frankly, not just Sri Lanka, because we saw it too, so the entire world. So she was like, I'm not divorced, I'm separated, so technically still married, and I'm suing you. So that's how we left it, that she was going to sue the pageant.
Mm-hmm. And now E! News has breaking news.
Caroline Jury has been arrested after grabbing Mrs. Sri Lanka's crown. Mrs. Sri Lanka...
She got arrested.
She got arrested for that.
Yeah, took her to jail.
Pushpika da Silva recently accused Jury of injuring her after Jury grabbed the crown from her head at the Mrs. Sri Lanka World Pageant on April 4th. A police spokesperson tells the BBC that Jury and Chula Padmendra were arrested on the charges of simple hurt and criminal cause. Per the BBC, Jury and Padmendra have been bailed out and are expected to appear in Colombo Magistrates Court on April 19th. Moments after Da Silva's crowning, Caroline, who won the title last year, interrupted the ceremony to object to Da Silva's win.
She just object. She came and literally snatched her crown.
As for the Mrs. World, Inc., there's a rule that you all have to be married and,
you know what,
not divorced.
She's the ex Mrs. So, it is not her job to do this.
But
this
did.
Is the judge's job. It's somebody else's job. Mind your own beeswax, lady.
She takes the title very seriously.
The crown goes to the first runner-up.
Not your decision.
Da Silva later shared in a post to Facebook that she is separated from her husband, not divorced. The post also claims that she suffered head injuries after the pageant incident. The national director of Miss Sri Lanka World told the Colombo Gazette that Da Silva initiated legal action against Jury and Padmendra for uncrowning her over the divorce claim. According to the publication, Jury refuses to publicly apologize to Da Silva for the incident. A press release from Mrs. World Inc. says, "We are deeply disturbed and sincerely regret the behavior of our current title holder, Mrs. Caroline Jury, Mrs. World 2020 at the crowning." Mm-hmm. Her actions goes against
that was
the
like
Mrs.
literally like that was a wig snatch. Like I've seen that. I've been to drag shows where that happens, where they snatch each other's wigs. They get into like a real fight.
Oh, that's like Jerry.
We will review the aforementioned incident.
You are not the pageant winner.
Steps as like Maury. Appropriate based on the outcome of our assessment. Pageant organizers have also confirmed to BBC that Da Silva's title has since been returned to her.
Yeah, so there you go. She's been taken to jail, but she's out of jail. She got bailed out. That's the news.
Right.
That's the news today from that.
But I like what she was arrested for. Hurt. I love that that's a thing there. We need that here. But you know, here's the thing. We already have overcrowded jails. Mm-hmm. If we added hurt to the list, I mean, you would need a jail just for hurt.
Yeah, a butt hurt.
Butt hurt prison.
Butt hurt prison. Well, that's pretty much what it is. It's butt hurt prison. So a pregnant woman was treated like crap at a coffee house. So she walked up, she said, "Hey, by the way, can I have a coffee? I'll take a large coffee." So then they said, "Okay, what's your name?" Moved down to the other end of the line. She moved down, and then the barista came up to her and said, "Would you like that decaffeinated or caffeinated?" And she said, "No, I want the hardcore. I want, you know, it's early in the morning.
Caffeine, yeah. Give Wake me
the,
up.
Give me the so leaded, not the unleaded." And they said, "Well, I'm really sorry. We cannot serve you because you're pregnant."
What?
Yes. So they wouldn't give her real coffee, only decaffeinated coffee because she was pregnant.
Okay, first of all, that is not their decision to make.
Right.
Second of all, unless you see a woman crowning, do not assume she is pregnant. Unless there is a baby falling out of her vagina, do not assume she is pregnant.
Right. She said, by the way, pregnant women are allowed 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine per day. So one cup of coffee was in safe range.
Right.
She was shocked. She left. She was pissed. and they didn't say sorry, nothing, until her husband called up there and went, excuse me, let me talk to the owner. Yeah, she was embarrassed because there was a whole line of people behind her, and they said, we're not going to serve you because you're pregnant.
Right. Bitch, you're not my gynecologist. Give me my coffee or give me your manager. I would dump that coffee right on the woman's head. I'd be like, come here, let me show you what I want to do with my coffee. And then I would want to see the manager.
Okay.
So I would go Karen, or I would go, I don't know, what's Cooper. whatever Australian version of Karen is.
Cooper. You'd go Cooper on her.
I'd go Cooper on her.
Which is much worse. All right. So an upstate South Carolina man, right down your alley, should be your best friend. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd he do?
He walked into a Stop and Mint number 11. It's kind of like a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
So he walked in. He got a lottery ticket. He won $30,000.
Whoa, nice. Good job, guy.
So he goes home, and he doesn't find out. I guess he went home. Then he scratched it off. At home, he was so happy. And who's the first person he told?
I would think his wife.
His dog. So,
smart. Yes, you tell the dog.
So the first person he's all excited about, he picks his dog up. He's like, I won the lottery. Dog, be happy. And the dog didn't seem interested at all.
But I'm surprised, because usually if you say to a dog anything exciting, like if I say to any of my, like we have two dogs here, if I went, hey guys, like I get excited, they're like, we're getting excited now. They just get excited, even if they don't know what we're getting excited about. Like they just automatically start jumping around. Mm-hmm. They see I'm excited, they're like, okay, something's happening. I want a part of this. What's happening?
No. So the guy was happy. He told his dog because that's his best friend.
Right.
Dog didn't seem to care.
So he's upset now? It's not. It's like less of a win because the dog didn't care?
Yeah. He had to call his friends.
Oh.
He had to tell his friends. But the dog wasn't happy, didn't seem excited. That's the time you need your dog to be excited for you.
I know.
So then
I blame the guy. You got to know how to excite your dogs. You got to know how to get them involved.
And the minute I call my friends and say, I won the lottery, give me a loan.
Dog's right. How much did you win? How much do I get?
Right. You're telling me, so I guess you're going to cut me in on this for some reason. Dog wasn't going to ask for a cut. Dog just wasn't happy.
We have a rule right now. I'm going to make this rule. Okay? And it's being recorded, so it's official. If I win the lottery, I'm giving you some. If you win the lottery, you're giving me some. You're cutting me in.
Money, right.
And I'm cutting you in. If we each win the lottery, we're cutting each other in.
Well, we have to. At least I'll buy you a mic stand.
Well, I would definitely need that, because I'm sick of holding the stupid thing. Yeah.
Invest it back into the show.
That's smart. Okay, that's a good idea.
I would do that. So yeah, I would cut you in. You're one person I would cut in. You know, if you won the big lottery, oh God, now we sound like Scott Shannon. If
I guess every time there's a lottery thing, I was like, oh good, Scott has some prep today. He's so excited. He can't wait to, every time we would get in, I knew going into work that that's what we're going to be talking about. So I'm like, well, let me think about what I'm going to do with my winnings, because he's going to ask me.
Yeah, so the minute I say anything around you about lottery, it goes right to Scott Shannon.
Yeah, of course.
And
but we're not talking about, well, you know, hey, what are you going to do with the money? We're not talking about that. We're talking about, are we going to cut each other in? And if so, how much?
Okay, we are going to cut each other in, but who else in your life is going to get cut in?
Nobody, just you. What percentage?
Are you going to cut your parents in?
No, screw them. What percentage are we cutting each other in? 25%?
25%. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm down with that. So if I win $1 million.
I get... Oh, let me do the math. You win... So I get 25 grand?
Okay. I'll give you 25 grand if I win $1 million. That sounds great. Sure. I'm going to say yes,
right?
To that.
I get 25.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's
okay,
what it is.
25,000. Thank you.
You nailed it. 25,000. That's what you're getting if I win $1 million.
See, that's when you want my math from me.
That's right.
To come into play.
As opposed to the 250,000 that I would have given you.
Oh, that's 25%?
Yes.
Okay. Seriously, though, you cutting your parents in?
No, they have money. They don't need my money. See, what I got to pay for them for?
It's kind of how I'm thinking about it.
Cutting the parents in?
Yeah. Would I cut my parents in? I don't think so. Because I don't think if they won the lottery, they would cut me in.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
I don't think they would. I know my brother would not. My sister would not. So there's no way I'm cutting them in. I would give my kids some. And you.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Because we're like family. I would buy them something. I wouldn't cut them in. I'm not writing them a check for $250,000. You get $250,000. I get $750,000. And then maybe I would like, I don't know, buy them something.
Mm-hmm.
A sandwich, dinner. They have a car. They have a house. What do they need?
They have a brand new car. They don't need a newer car. They can't have a newer car.
Right. They don't need anything. I wouldn't buy that. I mean, if they said we really need something, then I guess I would buy it for them. But, you know, I don't know what that would be.
Yeah. They just sold a house. They got money from that. They have a car. They don't even know what to do with the car they have now.
Exactly.
They have nowhere to put it.
Right. So I don't think I would. I mean, look, if they wanted some money, I would give it to them. I wouldn't say no. But my first instinct would not be to cut. They, you know what? They wouldn't take it. If I won the lottery, they'd say, good, keep the money, invest it. Give some to Anthony, and then...
No, that's not how parents think. I think your parents would take it.
Nope. Mm-mm. My parents would tell me to invest it and save it for when I get old. That's what they would say to me. No, when I get old. That's what they're worried about. Stop saying I'm saying when I get old. You know what? You're getting 10%.
10%? Okay, well, then you get 10%. No.
But, keep calling me old.
Okay, now let's figure this out, though. How often do you buy lottery tickets? When's the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
When I worked with Scott Shannon.
So what are the odds that you're going to win anything from the lottery since you don't buy lottery tickets?
Well, you know, they're a little lower. They're a little lower. I think you actually have to buy a lottery ticket to win something. Right. You know, they say you got to be in it to win it. Right. I'm not in it. So my odds are very low.
So you just brought up this whole subject.
Yeah.
Because I buy a lottery ticket a week.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Okay. I'll start buying a lottery ticket. So we'll see. And I'll definitely do Powerball because, you know, that'll be good.
That's the one I do.
Okay. We'll do Powerball. And I have a friend that every year on my birthday, she puts a couple lottery tickets in a birthday card for me.
Mm-hmm.
So one year I won like $50. I was like, wow, I guess Liz gave me $50.
So what do you do then if she gives you a lottery ticket and you win $1 million? Do you have to cut her back since she bought the ticket for you?
There was no deal. I mean, I didn't. When I opened the card, it didn't say, if you win, I get a cut. No, it didn't say anything. It just said, here, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. So if I won $1 million, that means she gave me $1 million, my birthday.
Would you tell her?
I guess she'd find out, right? Because I would suddenly have a house. I would suddenly be living nice. I'd get a little plastic surgery. I'd look really good.
A mic stand and a decent haircut.
I get a mic stand, decent haircut.
A bra, baby.
I'd buy a bra. That's true. Suddenly she'd be like, she looks a little better than normal. I wonder if one of those lottery tickets paid off.
Did you win the lottery? Yeah.
I would ask her. I would call her and say, Liz, one of the tickets you gave me, I won. Do you want some money?
You wouldn't tell her how much?
I wouldn't tell her how much, but I would ask her, do you want some money? And she'd say, no, keep it. And I'd say, let me give you 10 grand.
Do something with that hair already.
I know. And here's the crazy thing is I keep cutting my own bangs and they're growing like I'm Cousin It. They're growing like... There's something wrong with me. My hair and my nails.
You're not cutting them short enough.
Oh, no. I cut it like really short. I'll cut them again. I don't know. Everything is getting long here. I don't know what's going on here.
You can now. You've had 2 shots. Go get your hair cut.
Yeah, I could. But who do I see besides you? Who cares?
All the people that watch this.
Yeah, what do they care? I'm in radio. Nobody cares what I look like. I'm just saying. If I win the lottery, I'll get my hair cut.
If you don't, it's just going to be a hot mess from this point forward.
That's right. As my hair gets longer, you'd be like, wow, that's how you can tell if I win the lottery or not. Long, long hair, she still hasn't won. That girl doesn't even have $5 to her name.